So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed that Machleik is regarding Haroya Yom Echad Asr, a woman who sees Dam on the 11th day, the last day of Yom Ziva. The Bishami hold, Achad Asr Bayishimer. Even for a Re'iyah on the last day, Shimer is required to achieve Tahara, otherwise she remains a Zavakatana. While the Bishil hold, Achad Asr Loi Bayishimer. For a Re'iyah on the last day, Shimer is not required and Tefillah alone achieves Tahara. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes according to Beis Hillel regarding Haroya Ba'asiri. If a woman saw Dam on the 10th day, the second to last day of the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, Rabbi Yochanan says, Asiri Ketashi Matashi Bayishimer Af Asiri Bayishimer. A Re'iyah on the 10th day is considered like a Re'iyah on the 9th day that does require Shimer. Avagav De'ein Re'iyah Lavi L'dei Zava Gemur. Even though a Re'iyah of the 10th day cannot combine with two subsequent Re'iyahs to create a Zava Gedayla. While Rish Lakish says, Asiri Ka'achad Asar Ma'achad Asar Le'Bayishimer Af Asiri Le'Bayishimer. A Re'iyah on the 10th day is considered like a Re'iyah on the 11th day that does not require Shimur, because De'ein Ru'uya Lavei L'dei Zavah Gemurah. A Re'iyah of the 10th day cannot combine with the two subsequent Re'iyahs to create a Zavah Gedailah, because the third Re'iyah would fall on the 12th day during the Yemei Nida. The Gemara proceeds to apply this Machlekes to a Braisa in which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the following three halachas are derived from halacha L'Mesh Mesinai. Chatzi Loig Shemel L'Toida. The Lach Mitoid require only a half a leg of oil. Revius Yain Lenazar. A Nazar is liable for drinking a revius of wine. The Achad Asar Yaim Shabay Nida Lenida. The 11 days of Ziva, which are between the 7 days of Nida. And on this, there is a Machlekes. Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan says, Halacha Achad Asar, Achad Asar Hu Delay Bayishimer. Halachrini Avid Shimer. There's only one difference between the 11th day and the other Yimei Ziva, in that only a Re'i on the 11th day does not require Shimer. But the 11th day does serve as a Shimer for a Re'i on the 10th day. While Rish Lakish says, Halacha is Achad Asar, Loi Achad Asar Bayishimer, V'lei Shimer La'asiri Havi. There are two differences between the 11th day and the other Yimei Ziva, in that a Re'iyah on the 11th day does not require Shimer, and the 11th day does not serve as Shimer for a Re'iyah on the 10th day. I think Mark concludes that only Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the Achad Asar Yema derived from a Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai. However, Bekiva holds that the Achad Asar Yema derived from a Pasuk as the Braisa elaborates, Shivus Yimei Nida. When the woman initially sees Dam, for the next 7 days she is Tamei Nida, as the Pasuk of Nida states, Ve'isha kisiya zava dam yiya zeva mebisara, Shivus Yam tiya benidasa. And then, Achad Asar Yimei Ziva, there's an 11-day period of Yimei Ziva, as the Pasuk of Zava states, V'isha ki yazav zayiv dama, yamim rabim b'lay eis nidasa, oi ki sazav al nidasa, ko yimei zayiv tumasa, ki mei nidasa tia temei yehi. The words yamim rabim teach that a woman who has three re'iyas becomes a Zava Gedayla, and the words b'lay eis nidasa teach, samach le nidasa, once the 7 days of Yimei Nida are complete, the Yimei Ziva begin immediately, and this is a source for the first 3 days of Yimei Ziva. And the words Oy Kisazav Al Nidasa are superfluous and teach Muflik L'Nidasa Yemechad. There can be a 1 day separation between the Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, and this is a source for the 4th day of Yemei Ziva. In other words, she sees on days 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10. And now we derive that the Yemei Ziva extend until 10 days because of a Mamatzin, a comparison. Mamatzin B'Revi Shero L'Sfir V'Ro L'Ziva Afani Avi HaSiri Shero L'Sfir V'Ro L'Ziva. Just like the 4th day can serve as part of the count of the Sheva Nikiyim, the 7 clean days, for a Ziva of days 1, 2, 3, and as a Yem Ziva for days 2, 3, 4, so to days 5 to 10 that are part of the count of Sheva Nikiyim for 1, 2, 3 can also serve as Yemei Ziva. And also the 11th day is Yemei Ziva, because the Pasuk taught B'lo Yes Nidasa, there's a Ziva for 2, 3, 4, in which day 11 is the last of the Sheva Nikiyim for 2, 3, 4. Therefore, the 11th day can also serve as Yemei Ziva. However, the 12th day is not Yemei Ziva because it cannot serve in the count of Shiva Nikim for a previous Ziva mentioned in the Torah. The Braisa continues to discuss the source for Zava Katana. If a woman sees Dam once or twice during the Yemei Ziva, she becomes Tamei and requires Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She must observe one clean day, and then she is Tayevel and becomes Tar. Because the Pasuk of Zava concludes, Kol Yemei Zev Tamasa, Kimei Nidasa Tia, Temei Yehu. Yemei, Kol Yemei. The word Yemei implies 2 days, and the word Kol comes to include even 1 day. Temeya malamet shemetamo as boya lekanida. The words kimei nidasa tia temeya who teach that a zava causes tumah to her husband through bia as a nida does, as explicitly written. V'mshachav yishkav ish aisa v'tehi nidasa alav. And the exclusive word he teaches, however, he metamo as boya la vein azav metama mashahu boya. A zav does not cause tumah to his wife through bia. The Braisa proceeds with the source for v'umenayin shu aisa mishkav b'meishav. A Zava Gedayla that saw 3 days causes tumah to the bed and chair that she sat on, because the Pasuk of Zava states, Kala Mishkav Asher Tishkav Alav Koyimei Zava, Ki Mishkav Nidasa Yila. And even a Zava Kitana that only saw 1 or 2 days is Metame Mishkav Meshav, because the Pasuk states, Yimei Kol Yimei. And a menayin shesei feres, as a begatana must observe one clean one day, because the pasuk states yiyalah, haysev lahavaya shal shimer. The Gemara concludes, Amalei Rav Shemayel Rababa, Ema biyamama tavazava, balele tavanida. One might have assumed that only a woman that sees dam during the day becomes a zava, because the pasuk states yimei, while a woman that sees dam at night becomes only a nida, but not a zava. Therefore, the pasuk states, al nidasa, samach l'nidasa. The yimei ziva start immediately after the end of the yimei nida, which is the night of the eighth day. The Gemara concludes with the well-known braisa Tanve Eliyahu, Kol Hashayna Halachas B'chol Yoyim, Muftach Leishuhu B'Neil Mabah. A person that studies the halachas of Mishnayis, braisis, and halacha Mishmasina every day is guaranteed to receive a portion in the world to come, because the pasuk states, Halichas Oylem Loi, Altuke Halichas Ela Halachas. Hadnalach Tinoikis V'Slikla Mesech Desnida, where Baruch Hashem completed the 10th parak and Mesech Desnida, and the entire Shas, will begin Mesech Des Brachas in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem.